From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Today, Russia began a two-day mourning period for the victims of last week's terrorist attack on a school in the region of North Ossetia. The death toll from that attack, believed to have been led by radical Chechen separatists, now officially stands at more than 330. But with almost 200 people missing and presumed dead, that number is certain to rise. NPR's Lawrence Sheets attended a mass funeral service for more than 100 victims in the town of Beslan.
In a driving rain at Beslan's main cemetery, the backhoes and bulldozers struggle frantically to dig graves for the new coffins that will fill them. Almost as soon as the machinery clears away and men with shovels line the holes with bricks, the next victim is hurriedly readied for burial. The wooden coffin containing 11-year-old Zaur Tabloyev was one of dozens lined up in a long row. According to Ossetian tradition, coffins must be kept open until interment in all but the most extraordinary of circumstances. This was one such exception. Zaur was disfigured beyond recognition when the bombs went off, causing the roof of the gym where he and the other hostages were held to cave in. They only found him when they were combing the ruins of the school, said Zoya, a woman comforting Zaur's mother. We were only able to identify him by his underwear, she said. The audacity of the terror attack has heightened feelings not only against Chechens, but also against the Ingush, an ethnic group which lives in a neighboring region of the Russian Federation. The Ingush have close ethnic and cultural ties to Chechens. Russian officials say some of the hostage takers who took over the school were ethnic Ingush. Ingush and Ossetians fought an ethnic war in the early 1990s that left hundreds of people dead. Aslan is one of dozens of men here helping to dig the graves. He wants revenge, despite calls from President Vladimir Putin to avoid letting the terror attack unleash ethnic passions. If the state isn't capable of defending us, then we'll go do it ourselves. For every one of us that's killed, we'll go kill 10 of them, Aslan says of Ingush and Chechens. There's no other way to handle them, he says. Some here, though, are almost as angry at Putin, a man who came to power promising to stamp out the Chechen rebellion. The decade-long Russian campaign has been criticized for its brutality. Human rights groups say thousands of Chechen civilians have been tortured or executed by Russian troops. This, critics say, has spawned a whole new generation of militants, ready to turn to radical Islam and ready to commit terror attacks. Ruslan Zugoyev, another grave digger, says Putin's promise to stamp out terrorism has failed. Every day there's some new terrorist attack, Zugoyev says. Putin can't even get things under control at home in Moscow, let alone here, he says. Some former hostages say the gunmen had weapons and explosives already stashed in the school when they stormed the building. Suspicion has fallen on workers who did a remodeling job over the summer. And even as the coffins are lowered into the ground, more questions pile up. Why, some here ask, did the government lie, drastically understating the number of hostages? Why did officials deny the terrorists had any demands when they clearly did? It seems the questions will not be answered anytime soon. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Beslan, Russia.